parents didn't die in a car crash. How did they die?
Matu Māori.
What does that mean?
It's like a spiritual sickness. The spirit gets weak and the body dies.
I don't understand. How did my parents die?
Medically, your mother died giving birth. Your father died a week later of a heart attack. I've been looking after you ever since.
So why did you say it was a car accident?
That was easier for you to believe. Listen. Many centuries ago, a great tohunga, a priest, released our ancient foe, the taniwha, from the heart of the forest. Because of that, the people of Te Irirangi became cursed. From that point onwards till now, whenever one of our hapu has a child, they die.
Oh, Uncle, you're having me on.
I wish I was.
So if I have a kid, I'm dead?
Aye, you will be. Janine won't. So be careful, boy.
Oh, look, this is unbelievable. You just don't want me to have any fun.
Wrong, boy. I want you to live.
What did I do?
Matt has always been very protective of Mike.
Well, Mike's a big boy.
I don't want to hear any more.
He called your name out once.
Here's your bacon and eggs. Eat up and shut up.
You and your friend seem to be having a good laugh earlier.
I told you that cave was haunted and you wouldn't listen.
One way or another, I will get in there.
Yeah, well, count me out.
However, you and I have another trip to make.
Oh, yeah?
To the station.
You can't get in there.
Yeah, we'll see. Don't underestimate me, Mr. Thompson.
Well, I'm happy to go up there. I mean, it's a nice walk.
Let's go.
Can I finish my coffee? You're in New Zealand now, pal. It's time to slow down a little.
You've got 5 minutes.
That's the spirit.
Now, meet you outside.
Oh, hello. We haven't met officially. I'm Philip Buchanan.
Troy Tyson.
Yeah, my father said he was going to give you the full tour of Maori World.
Yeah, well, that'll have to wait. If you see him, tell him I'll catch up with him later.
Yeah, will do.
Hey, Philip. Morning.
Thompson. Charming customer, that one.
Keep my distance.
My father can't say a bad word about him.
Give him time.
Oh, who's the young lady?
Which one?
Oh, you see the one behind the bar?
Yeah.
Not her. The blonde.
Ah, that's Janine. She's the district nurse.
Oh, I might have to make an appointment.
Well, watch out for her left hook.
Hi, Philip Buchanan.
Janine. Your father's a generous man.
Runs in the family.
Does it? Well, then you can buy me breakfast.
And what's in it for me?
Is that a wedding ring I see on the fourth finger of your left hand?
Do you care?
Not really, but your wife might.
Hey, Karen, breakfast is on me. I'll see you around, Janine. I'll take mine in the office, thanks, Karen.
Sure thing. What is this effect you have on guys? Speaking of which, here comes Mike and he doesn't look happy.
I know how to cheer him up. Hey, Hattrick! Over here!
Look, I forgot to pay for breakfast, Karen.
You never got it. Here, I kept it warm.
Oh, come on, droopy lip. Let's eat.
Nah, lost my appetite.
Never complained about my cooking before.
It's not that.
What did that uncle of yours say?
I don't want to talk about it.
Gee, I couldn't shut you up last night.
Things have changed.
Why do you let Marta order you around like that? He's not your father.
What do you know?
I know you don't have the guts to stand up to him.
Don't you ever get sick of the sound of your own voice?
Oh, piss off.
Don't mind if I do. Be a pleasure.
Yeah, well, don't come crawling back.
Janine, lay off.
Oh, who cares? There's plenty more where he came from.
Clayborn was made with the help of your broadcasting feed, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.